Well, guys, if this music does not get you in the mood for grilling and the mood for partying, then I don't know what is going to get you in the mood for it. Welcome to Living Winky Style. My name is Winky Marie, and I am so excited to be here with y'all tonight. I've just poured me a glass of wine, and I'm ready to talk holiday entertainment and things. You know, it's that time of the year where people say, you know, summertime is over. It's not any more time for grilling, but I'm here to tell you any different. Holiday entertainment and outdoor entertainment should be done all year round. And so my show concept is going to be fun. It's going to be interactive. We're going to talk food. We're going to talk cocktails, spices, loads of indoor and outdoor entertaining. And you know what? I actually came up with this idea with my all-time favorite chef, Julia Childs. I just said it should be fun and that perfect recipes are made to be enjoyed by everybody. And so we're going to share this show. I hope that you guys are going to find some good tips, some good things that you can take home and do. And so tonight I have a very, very special guest. I actually met this guy in Las Vegas at the World Food Championship, and we talked grilling almost the entire time. And this is Mr. Michael McDiarmid. He is a master grill specialist. He knows everything about grilling, smoking, everything. Michael, are you there?
I am, but you say Mr. McDiarmid, and I look for my father.
You know, well, I feel like somebody with all the titles that you have should be called a mister.
I'm just a good old boy who loves to cook.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at your resume, and you're not only a grill master, you're a competition barbecue cook, you're a coach for the three-time world champion steak cooks. Tell me, what got you started into cooking and to grilling? Who inspired you, and why are you doing what you're doing today?
I don't say it for me. I say it for the world champs. They're the four-time now. That website, unfortunately, it's got to be updated. It's as far as inspiring me, I was 7 years old, and I said I wanted a motorcycle. And that question to my parents changed my life, because I was riding on my paper route on my bicycle to earn the money for that motorcycle. Winds up, I'm passing by this one house repeatedly, and I'm breathing deeper, and I'm like, man, this customer's got something going on there. I figure out that he's cooking outdoors. And I had a Norman Rockwell moment, as I call it, where, you know, the kid walks up and tugs on the pants leg. Literally, that's the way it happened. He said, mister, what you doing? And he took the time out of his life to teach me. Just a few minutes inspired me, and by the time I was eight, I was finishing meals for my parents before they got home from work. But the holidays is something special for me. It's just, I'm 43 now, and there's a lot of memories associated with it. You know, the family, the friends, it's what it's all about.
Exactly, exactly. You know what? And a lot of people get intimidated by the holidays. They get so stressed out because it's all this cooking and everything. But if you just plan a little ahead, then it should be easy peasy, and you should be able to enjoy a glass of wine with your family and friends and not have to worry about it. And so, I mean, a lot of people say when summer's done, you should stop grilling. Do you agree with that?
If it's winter and I can get – I actually smoked two turkeys and two turkey breasts today. I'm actually about to walk into a Christmas party for the restaurant.
Wow. Well, and that's like, you know, that's one of those things where I think that grilling and outdoor entertainment should be enjoyed all year round. You said you just got through grilling some turkey or smoking some turkey. Do you do anything different in the winter time when you smoke or grill, or do you basically do the same thing? You're just out there with a blanket and a hot cup of coffee.
Well, it all depends on what you're using. You know, I say it's all heats and eats. And you and I have talked about this at the World Food Championships. It, you know, it doesn't matter whether it's your great-grandmother's cheesecake like I do on the grill or those types of things. It's all in figuring out how you can do it outdoors just by adapting heat. And, you know, sometimes if you go to some websites out there, you can find some information on the different charcoals you may burn if you burn with a charcoal grill. If you're using wood, you know, the woods burn at different temperatures. So you do want to adjust a little bit in the winter because it's not going to take the same amount of time in the winter as it is in the summer because of the different air temperatures and things that affect it. Mm-hmm. So I actually usually on charcoal switch over to lump charcoal in the winter because it burns a little hotter.
Exactly, exactly. And I can completely see that. That's why I love my Big Green Egg so much.
And it's got less ash, less cleanup. I'm one of these that I don't like to do dishes, but I don't like cleaning my grill as much either. So it's one of those things where the ash isn't there to have to dump out. And what I understand is some of those briquettes out there are 40% like sand and rock and stuff that just doesn't burn.
Exactly. Well, speaking of grilling, do you have a favorite winter month recipe? Or, like, you know, we're approaching the holidays. People are looking, always looking for fun items to grill, especially grill lovers that grill all year round. Do you have a favorite thing that you like to grill, or do you just like all food like I do?
You know, I'm not one of these adults that has the pajamas with the footies in them or something. I'm not that guy. But I remember as a kid wearing my footy pajamas and coming down, and the holiday breakfasts were always just so good. And there's actually around Tennessee where I grew up and where I'm living now, it's there's a place called Rice's. And they only sell country ham a certain time of year. You go, you get it while they've got it, and it's just amazing. And but they make this thing with country ham sausage, and it's like sausage patties that you would buy at the store, but it's out of country ham. Your world, eyes roll back in your head, and it's a foodgasm type of thing. It's just fantastic. And, you know, you can do this on the grill and add some smoked flavor in there as well. It's a very quick cook, just a couple minutes on each side. But I like throwing an iron skillet on the grill and cooking everything. You know, just it doesn't matter. Just go to town and have you, what I tell people is have your roast beef sandwich in the fridge as a backup plan.
Or order a pizza.
There it is. Well, yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I've had a lot of people that ask me about grilling gifts for the holidays. As a expert grill person and master grill yourself, do you have any tips that you can give our listeners that anybody that loves grilling would love to get? Do you have a favorite go-to, this is what you give people that love to grill, or just give me some insight?
You know, I was the grill master for Beef It's What's for Dinner for a few years, as well as other corporations, but I've been a steak guy for a long time, and I even am part owner in the Steak Cook-Off Association. So I sort of go back to my roots, you know. Grill grates. Grill grates are these, they interlink and they set right on your grill. Even Big Green Egg, they just came out with a grill grate set that fits perfectly on your XL. So
really?
You can do that. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it leaves terrific grill marks, keeps the flare-ups from occurring, and just sizzles that flavor right back in. And, you know, also, too, I love what I call an easy hook or a pigtail. And those things are just turn your meat so easily, and you don't even need a spatula. You just do a quarter turn of your wrist. And sometimes I'm doing 40, 50 steaks, you know, on the grill and right in front of me and doing a show and things. And but it's just easy, and, you know, it's a fantastic little – it's almost like a blacksmith tool, a long metal rod with a hook at the end, and you just –
You know, I have seen those before with, I think, Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, he uses those, and I have just always been amazed, and I still don't have one, so maybe I'll put that on my Christmas list.
If it's good enough for Ray, it's good enough for me. But here's another little tip for your folks on how to cook. You know, use that little pigtail – but you never have to wash your hands when you're dredging fried chicken or breading anything, fish, those types of things. You just easy hook it, dip it in your egg wash, back into your flour or batter and your crumbs, then back into your egg wash. You're good to go.
Wow. Michael, I think you just taught me something. I'm going to have to get one. I may actually, like, literally put that on my wish list for Christmas.
Awesome. That's that same spirit, Linky, just like we all have, you know, at the beginning of our smoke ring is what I call it, the beginning of our cooking career. We've all got that somebody who influenced us. My grandmother was also an influence. I want to give it out a little shout out to my 94-year-old grandmother. She's got more recipes than Southern Living. Oh, yeah, 94. And she's got more recipes in Southern Living than she's got fingers and toes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, please tell me that you do her turkey recipe or that you do at least one of her recipes.
Well, it's actually, as the story goes, I'll tell you a real quick story here about my great-grandmother's cheesecake.
I always love stories.
She's my grandmother, but her mother would make cheesecakes for a restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee during the Depression. It was one of these white linen tablecloths, two-lane hotel, and it was called the swankiest hotel in Nashville at the time. Now it was at 7th and Church, if I remember right. But neither here nor there. she would cook these cheesecakes. Well, my grandfather was getting his law degree as well as working as a box boy at the department store across from the hotel nearby. And he would go in once a week and spend $1.25 of his $2.75 wage to buy a piece of cheesecake. Well, my grandmother found out and said, I am nowhere near marrying you. You're crazy spending that kind of money. My mother would make them for you for free. Winds up, he says, and this is the best line I've ever heard, and this is why we love that recipe so much, I want to support the family.
Wow, I love that. I love that. That's such a great story. That is such a great story, and I can see now why you're an author, too.
Oh, well.
Wow.
Just a gift for Gab and hearing some great stories down south.
No, you know what? I spent some time recently in the South, and I love the Southern folks and the Southern hospitality. But you know the question I get most, like around this time, they ask me, do I brine my turkey or do I not brine my turkey? Yeah, because some of the good old Southerners, they just love to brine. Now, are you a fan or not a fan? What do you do to your turkey?
You know, a little salt, a little sugar, a little water, that's a brine. But, you know, you can do that. I usually go, when I'm dealing with smaller pieces, I go with that grandmother's secret, and here comes Mama's secret, buttermilk.
Well, give it to me.
Buttermilk. Good for about an hour in buttermilk, and the cultured enzymes work their magic in there, and the acidity pH action goes on. All the science takes place. Don't go longer than that because it starts to break down the proteins. But you just pat it off dry and then sprinkle on the rub or whatever, and oh, some of the chicken breasts, some of the turkey breasts you'll do. Oh, it's just fantastic. I'll brine too, but usually I find if it's more about ending cooking temperature for me. If I'm cooking like today, I cooked 325, and I was cooking on a pellet smoker with some Mojo bricks, which are sawdust bricks that add some flavor in there. I was going with some cherry because I love that cherry red color. But went with those things, and then I go to an ending temperature on my turkey breast because they're so large, about 165. If it gets above 160 to 165, that's where I want to stop because cook-through temperature will happen, and it'll add another 3 to 5 degrees just while it rests.
Yeah, exactly. I hardly ever cook my turkey to 165. I pull it off at 160, 155, 160, and and a lot of people don't realize that the key in having a perfectly good moist turkey is not necessarily in what you do, you know, to the prep and everything, or whether you brine or not brine it. So a lot of people overcook their turkey. So I'm so happy that you said that. Everybody out there, I hope that you are listening and taking notes because he knows what he's talking about.
Wow. And here's another secret, too. If they're cooking turkeys, put the turkey, the thighs, the dark meat, towards the heat and the breast up top. As soon as it gets to your color, foil it. But I even rubbed some, today I spoiled it, I rubbed some duck fat on it. I'm a duck fat just lover. I can't get away from the stuff. And I use it on my competition ribs. I use it on my competition chicken, all kinds of things.
Nice.
Beautifully. Oh, yum.
Very nice. You know what? I'm a big, huge fan of fat. I eat bread so that I can eat butter. I want the teeth marks to sit into my butter by the time I chomp down into
that bread.
Oh, I want
to soak my butter in the duck fat and just eat it. You know, olive oil, salt, pepper, all that fun stuff. Just,
wow.
Rub a little behind the ears and I got cologne.
Well, one more question and then I'll let you get to your Christmas party. What's your favorite holiday spice? You know, there's all these great spices that come around this time of year. What is your all-time favorite and what's your favorite recipe you're doing with it?
Well, I'm about to go drink some eggnog, so I'm going to say nutmeg on the top, but I will tell you this. There might be a little pinch of cinnamon in there just to make you go, when you go to, say, a barbecue rub or something like that, even in the summertime. So you can use it year-round, and those wintertime spices aren't just for winter.
Yes, I do. I do agree. I absolutely agree 100%. Well, Michael, thank you so much for joining us. I hope that you have a wonderful holiday season, and I hope that all those folks at the restaurant will enjoy your turkey as much as we've enjoyed listening to it.
Well, good luck with your new show, and absolutely, you're a fantastic hostess, and I can't wait to hear it.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much. Enjoy it. Folks, don't go away. We are just starting to get into this segment a little bit more. I've got some great tips. Now, since we're talking about the holidays, I have had so many messages that people ask me what are some great tips on some gifts. And Michael and I touched about this earlier, touched base about this. But I've got several things that I just love. Of course, you know, I'm a Big Green Egg fan. Everybody knows this by now. I absolutely love my Big Green Egg. And they have this great new product at Minimax that they just released. It's a little bit smaller, but it still has a 13-inch grade. So it's perfect for a couple of burgers or steaks. But I've had so many people that say, Linky, what can I get my husband? Now, folks, that's a little bit, it's less expensive than the bigger Egg that's out there, the mediums and the largest, but it's a great little addition. If you're already an egghead, then this is a must. It's perfect for tailgating, camping, because it just weighs about, I don't know, maybe 50, 70 pounds. I'm not sure. You guys know I'm a woman. I don't always know these weights, but it's just, it's perfect, and it's, like I said, it's not too expensive. But if you're looking for something other than that, if you're not an egghead, if you don't have a Big Green Egg grill, there's so many different other grill items that you can give. So many accessories out there, even with Big Green Egg, that if you don't have an egg, you can still, you know, want to be egghead and get some of these great drifts. Something that I absolutely love is personalized grilling gloves or picnic. It's something I can't live without. It's my favorite accessory because it allows you to get up and close to that fire and you don't have to worry about, you know, burning your hands and everything. We always have to make sure that we get protected. But there's other items out there, some great knives. I love to give my close friends just a nice little paring knife. It's a great gift. If you know that somebody absolutely loves to grill all year around, something else that you can give is a beer sampler set. It's perfect for entertainment outdoors. It's, you know, even if it's chilly out there, you get bundled up and you get cozy next to a fire pit or something. And it's just a great little thing. You know, craft beers are so big right now, and it goes with all kinds of grilled items. Grilled steaks, you know, if you're making a great pot of chili on the grill, this is kind of something that will step your entertaining up a notch, and people will go, that was a great party. If you're not into something like that, something else that you could consider is personalized or monogrammed aprons. I know that I absolutely love to get a good apron. I have so many aprons at home, and it's something that you can have and just, you know, whip out when the holidays roll around. And you know, if you get their favorite baseball or football team monogrammed on there, or their names, or something, some fun quote, then it's a great little gift, not only for grillers, but everybody that loves to cook and entertain. But one of my absolute favorite things to do, to give actually, is good old spice rubs. They're so easy, they're so fast to make, and you can get at a craft store, you can get cute little bottles, and, you know, or cute little entertainment jars that you can really just fancy up, maybe attach your favorite recipe with a ribbon or a string. It's a personal touch that people would love to get, especially if you know that somebody is into smoking or, you know, using a lot of dry rubs. It's perfect, and it keeps. So it's something that you don't have to use right away. If you're not into rubs, then you can also, you know, do something like a bread or a muffin mix, attach the recipe to that. And it's a perfect little gift. I absolutely love to bake, and Michael and I touched base about this earlier. He said he loves to do cheesecake on the grill. Well, it's a perfect little touch, especially if you have a friend out there that is not very fond of baking from scratch. Get that bread recipe or muffin mixes or cake mixes, get it mixed up for them, attach the rest of the recipe, what they're supposed to do, and, you know, serve it in a little basket or something. Some other ideas, and I just thought of this while I'm talking about the bread mixes or the spice rubs. Sometimes at these craft stores, you can find the cutest little tubes or bottles. If you don't want to mess with spice rubs, if you think that people may be too, you know, either too picky about their spice rubs or something, if you find, say, maybe five of those cute little tube bottles, then just fill it with some spices. Maybe do paprika in one, some cayenne pepper in another, maybe black pepper or whole black pepper corns in one, maybe some onion powder, some garlic powder, and then wrap that all together with a perfectly good little ribbon, pop it in a basket with some other hot sauces and things. That's actually, it's just as good as a gift. And then, of course, one of my other favorite things to do, and this is something that you can start way ahead of time. You know, a lot of times we stress over gifts and everything right when it ends. Something that I absolutely love to do is spice and herb infused olive oils and vinegars. Now, part of it, like I said earlier, that my show concept is inspired by Julia Child. But you don't have to be perfect in anything. You just have to love to cook and love to experiment. Now, I tell my students this all the time, if you practice makes perfect. So if you start playing around with infused olive oils and vinegars, you know, you can use fresh herbs, you can use vanilla bean, you can use a whole bunch of different spices and flavors. One of my favorite things to do is a lemon-infused olive oil. And this is actually if you pop some popcorn, if it's very cold out there and you have a movie night, you pop some popcorn and then you just drizzle a little bit of that lemon-infused oil on top of the popcorn. It is absolutely delicious and it slap your mama good. And it's easy to do. You just, you know, you just get your oils and you put some of the lemon rind in there or some of the lemon skin. And it's something that you could have sit there. Just make sure that any time that you put anything in a bottle, just follow the perfect, the right procedure to make sure that you sanitize and do all your bottling things, you know, so that you don't get any bad bacteria or anything like that in there. But like I said, lemon-infused oils, you can do red pepper and spice, other spices and some olive oil for dipping purposes, some peppercorn-infused vinegars, which that's actually it's perfect because you get your infused vinegar and then you have your perfectly great, you know, vinegar to ready to rock and roll for your vinaigrette. So it's one of those things where it's a lot of fun to do. It's great experimentation, and it should be fun if you just do it right. Guys, there's so many different things I can tell y'all. Don't get stressed out over the holidays. It should be fun just with a little bit of planning ahead and a little bit of prepping ahead. You can do this easy peasy and sit back and enjoy your guests and your family. I hope you guys have a very happy week ahead. And shoot any of your questions to me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter under Linky Marais, LinkyMarais. I'm also, my website is livinglinky.com. Like I said, shoot me your questions and be ready for next week. We're going to have another great guest on here. Maybe shocked at some of the fun guests that we have on here. So stay tuned and stay warm and enjoy your happy evening. Thanks for listening. Why I love you, little girl, you'll never know. Come on, baby, don't you want to go back to the same old place, sweet home Chicago.
I'm Ray Lampe, Dr. Barbecue, and I'm here to tell you about the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience. The versatility of the Big Green Egg is unmatched as a grill, a smoker, and even an outdoor oven. Sear steaks at 800 degrees, slow smoke a perfect slab of ribs, or even bake a crispy pizza or a pecan pie. That's why I cook on the Big Green Egg, the ultimate cooking experience.
Just when you thought radio was safe, a new kind of radio is on its way. Food, music, and friends. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year.